I was too focused, I guess, Sam. I was too focused. We'll call the June 19th, 2012 County Council meeting order. Approve the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President, and good morning. The only amendment we need to make is under executive session. We can eliminate job applicants' qualifications and land acquisition, leaving personnel and pending potential litigation.
Entertain a motion to approve the amended agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions on the motion? Take your vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. In our packets were minutes of June 12th. Any questions or corrections? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you. There's two, Mr. President. First, from Philip C. Shaw Elementary, we would like to thank you for providing the grant monies to the Freeman stage that paid for the buses that took us to see special events. I have a whole stack of letters. They're all the same from the students. And it's my understanding there's also posters on the wall thanking the council for the same. And I will leave those for the record. There is also a town hall meeting tonight, Tuesday, June 19th, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Changes in the mental health system and come to discuss imminent changes to the mental health service system in Kent and Sussex County, and proposed legislation may change the mental health commitment law in Delaware, and that's at Dover Presbyterian Church Fellowship Hall at 54 South State Street, Dover.
Any correspondence from council? Mr. Lawson, Mr. Davis report.
Yes, thank you. I'm passing down administrator's report for June 19, 2012. Number one, we are pleased to announce that Sussex County was selected to receive a special achievement in GIS award at the 2012 ESRI International User Conference. This award is given to user sites around the world to recognize outstanding work with GIS technology. Sussex County stood out from more than 100,000 other sites. According to ESRI, the SAG Awards recognize organizations that have used GIS to improve our world and set new precedents throughout the GIS community. Congratulations to Megan Nurbas and the Addressing Department staff on being recognized for the GIS technological advances in Sussex County. And number two, as you will see from the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Americana Bayside Phase 5 Revision 1 reached substantial completion effective June 12, 2012. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Wonderful. Thank you.
This is web audit contract.
Okay. I'm going to pass down evaluation. If you could take one, I apologize if they weren't in your packet. Mm-hmm. Working up to the last minute on them. The Finance and Accounting Department recently issued a request for a proposal for audit services. The RFP was issued for several reasons, including to look at pricing, consider the length of time with our current auditors and due diligence to the county, evaluate our options and maximize our audit dollars. In recent years, as we have brought in the audit contract, council has suggested possibly doing an RFP for these services. We received five proposals from SB & Company, BDO, Malley Falcon, Parente Beer, and Jefferson Urie and Doan & Sterner. And the following information is a summary of the bid evaluation as completed by Kathy Roth, Gina Jennings, and I, and also attaches the pricing analysis of each bidder. We used to grade experience and reputation, quality of the audit firm, the capacity to perform the audit, credentials and experience, price, and their location. Based upon the evaluation, we recommend that Sussex County select BDO for the county's audit service for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2012, with the option to negotiate for 2 years, individual years for 3 years. The reasons are under experience and reputation. They're a national firm network. They perform many government audits, including Kent County and City of Wilmington, and they had excellent references on both of those. 30% of their practice in government audit. They had a pass on their peer review. They have a heavy governmental practice. They have a Rehoboth Beach and a Wilmington office as well. Rehoboth will serve as the base, but will also be used out of Wilmington. Very experienced. As a matter of fact, all five of the audit firms that responded had a lot of government experience in their portfolio. As you can see on the pricing that's attached, BDO was the best pricing for our different audits that we receive. We receive a basic financial statement audit, and A133 is the audit of our federal funds, which right now is the ARRA money, which is quite heavy, about $48 million last year. Then we do libraries, our 11 independent libraries. We mix them up between reviews and compilations, which is a different degree of a financial statement. And that's the pricing there. So what we are recommending is that we go with BDO to provide audit services for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2012, with reserving the right to extend the contract for a period of two additional years, 1 year at a time, by mutual agreement.
Any questions, Mrs. Webb? Mr. Phillips?
I guess I'm just looking at the hours, 3,000 for our current auditor, 1150 for the one that you're recommending. Is there any concern about that?
I was surprised, but I think a lot of that is due to the amount of hours on the A-133, that federal audit. Those federal funds go up and down all the time, and that's where you really don't know, how much work is involved until the federal funding. Each year it's different. And with the current audit contract, that was billed separately. It was not part of the contract. So this year, writing the RFP, we included it part of the contract.
Well, I see the company that you're recommending has only placed two sets of hours in the breakdown as opposed to three sets of hours on each of the other firms.
Well, one of the other firms, Malley Falcon, just had one set. Sometimes it's hard to pull out the pieces, but yes, that's correct. They might not clearly get down to the specific of identifying like 50 hours for planning or something like that. They might say 875 hours for your audit. So, yeah.
Well, I'm completely in support of a fresh set of eyes looking at our books. So I'm not.
I think that was one of the factors that led to putting it out to an RFP was a due diligence to the county. And we've had great service with Jefferson, Uri, and Donan Sterner. They've local, they're there at a call, and the staff was great to work with.
And this is a not-to-exceed figure.
Yes.
I have something to add. I've had occasion to talk with a lot of my constituents recently, and I'm soaking up the compliments from them for the management of our financial management. And they're very happy with this budget. They specifically mentioned Mrs. Roth, Mrs. Jennings, and Mrs. Webb is doing an excellent job.
Yeah. Thank you.
By name. So I love it.
In that order?
Well,
yes.
It is a team.
Well, it may be in different order.
It's a whole two departments and, of course, county administrator that work together to.
Yeah.
But thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. It came from a woman, though.
Any more comments, questions from council? I do think we are very blessed, the work that you and Kathy and Gina do, and Todd. To put everything together for us and do our financial operation. This is quite a savings for the county. So hopefully this works out well and we'll move forward.
Well, and with that, the terms of the agreement, we're...
Sure. It's so 1 year, we'll see what happens.
I have a motion.
Have a motion, please.
Be it moved that Sussex County enter into an agreement with BDO to provide audit services for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2012. The county reserves the right to extend the contract for a period of two additional years, 1 year at a time, by mutual agreement of both parties.
Any motion? Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes,
any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
And thank you for your kind words.
It is now 10:16, so we'll go to public hearings.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is time and place for public hearings on a proposed ordinance to establish annual operating budget for the fiscal year 2013, 2013 to also adopt the assessment rolls for sewer and water districts, and an ordinance establishing annual sewer charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment and connection charges for all Sussex County water and sewer districts. At the beginning of the hearings, Mr. Lawson and Ms. Webb will make comments. After they explain the ordinance and the motions, the council will have an opportunity to question them in order to clarify the understanding of the proposed ordinances. After that process has been completed, I will then open the floor to comments and questions from members of the public. If any member of the public wishes to be heard concerning this ordinance, you're required to make that statement from the speaker stand. Before making your statement, please state your name and give your home address. And for purposes of the hearing, they're going to be broken down separately. I read all three just then, but the first will be an ordinance establishing the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2013, and it's my understanding Mr. Lawson would open up.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. On May 22nd, the Budget Committee presented the fiscal year 2013 proposed budget to County Council. I again would like to thank the committee consisting of Mrs. Susan Webb, Mrs. Gina Jennings, and Mrs. Kathy Roth. I'd also like to thank county directors and their staff who assisted us in developing this budget. As we outlined on the 22nd, the total budget for FY13 is $121.14 million and features a very modest 0.18% increase in the general fund, which brings the general fund total to $46.39 million. Specific highlights for this budget include an 8% tax rebate from this council, decrease in sewer assessment charges due to the bond refinancing, $3.3 million for fire and ambulance services, and $12.4 million for our paramedics, $562,500 for local law enforcement services, $1.7 million for state police, totaling $2.3 million for law enforcement funding, a COLA for employees and pensioners, merit increases when justified, a defined pension and pension benefit contribution, and no changes to any health insurance contributions or coverage. Finally, in summary, FY2013 budget contains $13.2 million for capital fund projects, governmental fund, $34.9 million for enterprise funds, sewer and water, $21.2 million for capital projects enterprise fund, and $5.3 million for the fiduciary funds, which is the pension. Mr. Moore, at this time, we can answer any questions or comments from the council.
Does council have any questions of Mr. Lawson or Ms. Webb? No questions. Would any member of the public like to speak in reference to this proposed ordinance? If you come forward, please.
Morning, Clerk of the Beast George Parrish is always happy to address illustrious and distinguished Sussex County Council. We had a number of years that the budget for the Marriage Bureau was unacceptable. It burdened the taxpayers. And with your concurrence, we made some innovative management practices approved by the Budget Committee and the County Administrator. We're delighted to suggest to you now that after a period of time and the current budget, we're able to save hundreds of thousands of dollars because of the action that you've taken. And the public should understand that when you sometimes have overexpending and over promises by either the state government or the federal government, this county government should be highly respected. And the public should know that you are exercising fiscal prudence with the money. And the Marriage Bureau is delighted to participate in this endeavor. And we sincerely thank the county administrator and the respective staff. And so we also, based on your approval of the recommendations of the Marriage Bureau, we're able to reach out and say to the taxpayers of this wonderful county that we're saving you hundreds of thousands of dollars now and in the future. And I sincerely thank you, and I appreciate you approving this budget as submitted.
I know you've been working toward it. Have you actually gotten to a point of break even?
We are very, very close to that at this time, another year or so, and we will be doing that. And I am delighted to thank you all for your efforts, because this is my last budget that I'll be submitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you kindly. I'll do something else in the future.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was my
question. It's my understanding, you can have a seat. It's my understanding from Mr. Guy that there was one email response, and that here is one Sussex County resident that's happy to hear there is an anticipated surplus in this year's proposed budget. Kudos for the county government. We must be one of the few counties in the country that can make that assertion. Keep it up. And by the way, I recommend that the county put aside the proposed surplus for a rainy day and not spend it on anything at all. Invest it so it will accumulate more, although with investment rates the way they are, there will be not much return in the next couple of years. And it's from Joseph F. Kane, 36714 Blue Water Run, Kenwick Sound, Selbyville, Delaware. And Mr. Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scott Store Road. I ain't never met a budget I liked, particularly not when Sussex County puts together. I noticed there's a line in the capitation tax that is blank. Well, I got news for you. That 281 just might not pass, so you're going to have to. If it doesn't pass, you have got no choice but to collect that cap tax because it's law. And then you have a provision in here for a 2.25 cents COLA raise when you should have also gave a bonus, $1,000 bonus to every one of the employees that for the last couple of years should have gotten some, but you didn't give them much of anything. But in the meantime, oh, we're going to give back to taxpayers something. Oh, yeah, enough to buy a couple rolls of toilet paper. Now, merit raises. Oh, how's this get to be a merit raise? Well, first, if you help somebody get elected, that might give you a merit raise. And then if you kiss somebody's turkey, that might get you another raise. The problem is, with kissing turkeys, they look too much like their face. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to comment concerning this proposed ordinance? Anyone else? Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Hard act to follow.
You don't have anything against turkeys, do you?
Do you like chickens?
President Vincent, Councilwoman Deaver, Councilman Cole, Phillips, and Wilson, Administrator Lawson, Deputy Administrator Godwin, and Finance Director Susie Webb, good morning. My name is Bill Henry Buckaloo, and I am proud to stand before you as President of the Sussex County Volunteer Firefighters Association. The Sussex County Fire Service has over 2,000 men and women that volunteer as firefighters, EMS providers, technical rescue, life safety education, and ladies auxiliaries. Here with me today, I have Dick Ward. He's the director of the County Association, the past chief of Millsboro Fire Department, very active. I have Ed Schaefer. He's presently first vice president of the Sussex County Fire Police Association. I have Todd Raleigh, he's my right-hand man. He's my first vice president of the county, also president of the Blades Fire Department. I have Gene Stevenson. He pretty much runs Georgetown. He's the president of Georgetown Fire Department. Two Delaware State forestry guys, Junior Webb, member of Ellendale, and Guy Cooper, a member of Millville. I have in the back, Clay Yoakum, past president of this association and member of Greenwood. I have Bill Hearn. He's a director of this association, president of Laurel Fire Department. I have Matt Dodder. He's also a director in this association. He's assistant chief in the Milton Fire Department. And the two ladies are supervisors for the Georgetown Ambulance, and they are members of Blades Fire Department, Lisa Fenzik and Diana Loeb. In 2011, Sussex County Emergency Services volunteers responded to 36,363 fire and EMS emergencies. This is an 8.18% increase, equaling 2,746 more alarms than 2010. The past and present Sussex County councils and support staff have 100% supported the fire service general grants, equipment grants, BLS, which is the ambulance grants, fire prevention educational grants, phone and technical rescue operational grants, the revenue pass-through fire service, enhanced funding, interest from investment to share with the county fire services fund, and giving the president funding to attend educational conferences. With the committed financial support of the Sussex County Council, staff, County Administrator Lawson, Deputy Administrator Hal Godwin, and Finance Director Susie Webb, the fire service of Sussex County can continue to provide the residents and visitors of Sussex County with the critical services they need. On behalf of the officers and members of the Sussex County Firefighters Association, I offer a special thank you for being proactive in your financial support to the volunteers of the fire, rescue, and EMS service of Sussex County. Thank you for allowing me to speak.
I'd like to say something. My district's got 10,000 new people in it since the last census. So when I address these folks at different meetings, I ask them to thank people in the fire service, and I remind them that their taxes would be sky high if we didn't have all these volunteers, and I thank every one of you very much. Maybe the 4,000 more alarms you got came from 3rd District, very likely, because that's the one that really grew. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'd also like to thank you.
You're
a great
you're
job.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Are there any other members of the public that would like to speak on this matter? Mr. Dryden.
My name is Litt Dryden. I live at 11 Fairway Drive East in Georgetown, Delaware. It's hard to follow George with his introduction. Mr. Chairman, all members of council, and illustrious in all else, as George said on his original presentation, goes double for me. Thank you for this opportunity, all, for being able to speak for just a couple of minutes. Two concerns. One of them was forecasted of my comments was the gentleman, Mr. Keene, I believe you said, Mr. Council, and he suggested that money, as small as it would be to each individual person, and it may be as important as it might be, could possibly be more valuable to some future unknown need. I saw this happen, very short story, with the National Association of Realtors. We had about a million two members, and they decided that we had a really nice budget, and they were going to send back $3.86 to each person. Now, that amounted to quite a bit of money if you do that math. Well, they did that over a lot of objections, mine also. I happened to be on the board at the time. And there was a time came when that money could have well been used, unforeseen futures. Having said that, I would like to have you reconsider the use of that, some part of it, all of it or not, in your wisdom. But my second point that I really came to discuss with you is asking if you would be open to a little bit of education if it didn't cost you anything. Now, wise people would probably say information and education is a good thing. And I trust Litt enough to say probably yes. Okay, I'm going to make an assumption. Now, what I'm really going to suggest is that if we refer to page 32, I believe it is, economic development, you don't have to do this, I'll just speak to it, it's in your budget. The economic development portion of your budget, you have a budget for 13 of 90, well, less than 100,000, pennies less than 100,000. Now, that is probably one of the least funded because you have a feeling that that's what it warrants at this point. One of the least funded opportunities in all of the line items that you have in your budget. My suggestion is that jobs are probably, along with public safety, if you were to ask your constituents out there, your taxpayers, your people that live in Sussex, one of the most important things on the agenda today, most immediate, those are two really immediate things. So projects and all are nice. And they're wonderful, and they have to be, but I mean, this is today. Every minute is part of a day that either is with or without a dollar. Now, my suggestion is that we not just focus, and I'd like to speak to Julie about this, but we not focus just on these big outside jobs coming to Sussex County. They're wonderful if they happen. It's a big risk because you put a lot into that with a little bit of no staff. She's by herself. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder if, in addition to that, there couldn't be the possibility of approaching it a little differently. And that would be to look to grow a mama papa shop, a home business, a one or two member florist shop, or whatever the case may be. If we could find ways to grow those that we have, to to provide one more job, even if it's minimum wage. I hear about all these high-paying jobs, and they'd be wonderful. But a certain amount of that's pie in the sky, because Sussex really doesn't compete that well with other areas in the country, and even other areas in the state, when it comes to certain factors. We won't get into that. But, I mean, I live here, and I love it and wouldn't live anywhere else. But I think to have someone with a big business transfer here, they look at it probably differently for the benefit of their employees. I hope it happens, and it may in the future. Right now, we're in control of growing small businesses or outreaching to smaller businesses that we can accommodate with our abilities here to help grow jobs. Now, having said that, if you can agree with me that jobs is important, I know you wouldn't disagree with that, but I mean, and this is not a setup, but I really mean that when we look at $100,000 and a one-person manager staff to do all of the necessary paperwork, filing, and everything, plus do the important outreach to try to grow jobs in this county in an intelligent way, particularly at a time when we're on the cusp of a possible resurgence. I don't want to say that it's going to be a runaway, because I don't think we'll ever see what we had before, for a lot of reasons. But I mean, intelligent reasons that we won't. But we're starting to see the feelings of the mood is a little better, I feel, and I'm around pretty good around town and all, and the county. So my suggestion is this: since we none know sitting here that there's a wiser way than what's on paper, and I don't either, you all don't, or it would be on paper different, that we, at no cost, that you, lady and gentlemen, commit a set-aside of your existing reserves or whatever of maybe, say, a couple $300,000.
How much?
Not spend, I'm just saying a couple $300, whatever your wisdom would dictate. Not spending a penny. Then I'm going to suggest that you would find a handful of people, I'll say no more than five, I'd make it an odd number, because if they have to vote on a couple things, they can come to a conclusion, that you have these people that like marketing, enjoy this part of it. I mean, everybody doesn't have an acumen in this direction. Other people have it in mechanicals and so forth. But I mean, people that really love it, have a long-term experience in it, and have their head and their heart in this county, and see if they can't come up with some ideas and a plan that, if it makes sense to you folks, remember you haven't spent a penny yet, they would come in with this information that would be the education that I asked you would you like to have. Now, if you look at that and say, thank you for your effort, but I don't think it changes our mind, that's perfectly all right. But if there's anything in there that could change your mind, and you've got these few pennies put aside for, in relative terms of your almost $50 million budget, I mean, it's relative terms, it's pennies. If you were to do this in 30 to 45 days, that's not long. Of course, I'm not dealing with government, I'm dealing with real people out here, see? Mm-hmm. That's why I can say a short term instead of a year and a half. So, and no professionals in this, I mean, no professional poll takers and surveyors, just real people with real interests, with real experience, then I think the worst thing happens is you decide to do something with it and apply some of those principles, and therefore use some of those pennies if you wish. And if you don't see wisdom in it, you haven't committed a thing. No cost to the people, not even for their lunch, if there is one. And I don't know how that can be a bad thing, but you'd have to take the action to do that. And if necessary, if you're going to pass this budget, I'd like for you to somehow have that little set aside for a real short period of time and see what happens. And those are my comments, Mr. President, members of council, unless you all have questions of me.
Well, I'll just say that on this jobs issue, I mean, yeah, the whole nation's dealing with it. I don't think we would have any kind of magic bullet. The dilemma is in the state of Delaware, especially Sussex County, is we didn't have much to offer. We already have low taxes. We already have a good quality of life. We're already got a good proximity to the major markets.
Understood.
And we've been trying to sell Sussex County for years, and there's other factors out there. So I mean, it's very difficult to do that. The state's already doing it. Some of the local towns are doing it, and we have it at the county. So I don't know, you know, if you keep throwing money at this, our county little economic development office, will it do anything?
I agree.
I think coordinating with these other entities, I mean, just how much, again, throwing money at it's not going to happen. We already have something, I think, here worth looking at, and in that, it's even difficult with what we got to attract them here. So I'm a little leery of just throwing money, you know, into something thinking, you know, some jobs are going to appear. And the little job, you can't really, it's the banks, there's so many other entities that are involved in this.
And all you have to do, George,
it's tough.
Just stay where you are. You don't have to spend it. If the information that comes back to you that isn't just theory.
Well, I agree. I agree with the.
I'm not saying spend a penny, man. That's not what I'm saying.
I disagreed with using the surplus for
okay.
lowering taxes a year ago, and we did it last time, and I'll disagree if we try to do it again, because you're right. There's things out there we should be doing. Get a bigger bang for a buck.
And you just made a point there about coordinating with others. Well, that might be one of the thoughts that would come on there, but I don't know.
We're already doing that. We're already doing all these things. It's like I said.
Well, are you? Okay, you are. You think you are. Well, I'm just saying, I mean, are you saying you don't want more information?
No.
I was wondering if you're going to run for election and take that position. I think that's a fool's errand right there. But
Lynn, I do think that if we did a major marketing, maybe packaging something that we go nationwide saying, you know, here's the appeal of Sussex County. We've got the economic message that we can send out is phenomenal. I mean, the county governments.
Oh, my dear George.
There's bond ratings we have, the financial situation this county's in. And again, with all those other positive things, we ought to maybe be in some trade magazines or whatever, getting to the people who maybe are thinking of relocating. But it's tough to be sitting in a little office in Georgetown and trying to figure out who wants to come to Sussex County.
Well, so. And remember, your operative word, it's so good here, I want to bounce myself every once in a while to make sure it's for real. I'm serious.
Kidding.
But your point, I think, on two or three parts of statements spoke to bring in, and large and national. And all that might be good, but George, I just realized, Councilman Cole, I just believe there may be, I'm saying may now, I'm just saying I think it's worth
it. I'd also like to see the county maybe sponsor job fairs on a regular basis. Bring it.
Well, there you have it.
For the little guy.
Mr. Phillips.
So there you go.
Would you be willing to work on bringing a proposal forward?
I'd be delighted.
Okay.
I'm not doing this because I'm looking for a job of that type, but I love that kind of work.
There, we've got one job already created.
It was fairly volunteer.
I already have my fine councilman. I don't need that. I don't need that kind of a job. I'm in his camp, but I'll be delighted to help if I can.
You're asking us to maybe set aside a little bit of money.
Just hold it.
In this budget, we have, it's probably something the finance folks would rather me not talk about, but we've got $600,000 set aside for contingencies.
I was aware of that.
At least I would dedicate half of that for economic development if a great program was brought forward. So
what we're saying is spending nothing, so it's not unclear, and I know George understands that too. He was thinking it may be very difficult to do, but I think we may find a little bit of a niche in here that maybe hasn't been approached. Who knows until we sit down, whomever those people are, you ask, and brainstorm a little bit.
Well, it's not going to change the budget vote today, but it's there. And if you wanted to take on that initiative, I'm sure council would put you on the agenda when you come up with this program. And I, for one, will give it serious consideration.
Well, if you're saying that there would be the maybe we can do it for less. I don't really know what the ideas are that'll come out of it. But where it is now is like basically tokenism in terms of really, really doing something. But I think the timing couldn't be better. I didn't step for you in previous years and ask this. But right now I have this feeling and move that I think is just worthy of some serious thought. That's all.
Okay. You've got my ear.
Yeah. I think we're well aware of it. And Sussex County is officially underserved for broadband internet service. Mm-hmm. Especially out in western Sussex, farmers don't have the kind of internet service they need. Julie is, in fact, Mrs. Wheatley is working on that. There, and I've talked to Secretary Key about that. The University of Delaware has presented this information. I would like to hear from Mrs. Wheatley about that. That is something where grants are available, where we could beef up our system in Sussex County. It's already done in Maryland, and they're offering to work with us to create a Delmarva grid. I mean, that is a way to draw business, too. You've got to have the infrastructure. I'm not talking about spending a lot of money, but she's working on it. A lot of people, different people around the county are working. I'd like to see that coordinated in some event so we can get going on it.
Well, that could be one of the part of the idea. I mean, this all will come out of a brainstorm, I'm thinking, you know, mm-hmm. and anyone would be welcome to be in it that I know of.
Yes, we're getting off the topic a little bit, specifically on this ordinance that we're looking at now. And thank you very much for your comments, Mr. Dryden.
It has been a pleasure, as always, and an honor. Gentlemen and ladies.
Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to speak concerning this budget? Sir?
Thank you. That $600,000 contingency fund got my attention.
Name and
address. Name and
just a joke. Ken Curry from Dagsboro. We moved here about 5 years ago to escape the high taxes. We certainly came to the right place. There's no doubt about it. I thank you very much for a wonderful, wonderful budget. I'm not here to add a but to that, okay? But I do want to talk about a need that we have become aware of. I'm an ex-president of our homeowners association. Ed Funk is the vice president, he couldn't be here today, of Captain's Grant Homeowner Association. We have had very difficult years in operating our homeowner associations, both in terms of civil and criminal issues. Ed and I finally got together and we started a Sussex County Association of Homeowner Associations. How to get a better name for that. Our first issue was to find out how many there were. There are apparently 800 developments in Sussex County alone. It's a very difficult. We have researched state revenue, etc. Not all of them have homeowner associations. Most of them do. Not all of those associations are incorporated. Most of them are. Our main concern has focused on the areas of unincorporation in the county, where there is not a town and when there is not a city. These areas seem to have the least amount of services. I don't know what the population breakdown is, certainly in terms of land area, most is unincorporated. Ed and I both functioned in unincorporated areas. The post office may have been Dagsboro, we were outside of Dagsboro. His post office may have been Millsboro, he was not in the Millsboro city limits. Why that's important is that basically by design or by default, Sussex County has decided in the way in which it operates, completely different than where I'm from, and that doesn't mean right or wrong, I'm just stating a fact, to put the homeowner associations and those volunteers pretty much on their own for civil and criminal issues. That seems to be obvious coming from Pennsylvania, where we had 2,600 civil divisions, municipal civil divisions. Small ones on top of larger, on top of larger. So there was all sorts of enforcement. I actually spent 40 years in the state of Pennsylvania, partially in enforcement activities. Here, it's just the opposite. It's no wonder the taxes are low. And I love the fact that the taxes are low. But when you reach out for some help, you either have to have a private attorney, and there are very few private attorneys who specialize in HOAs, or you have to go hat in hand to some of, and we've had some less than happy experiences with county and then state facilities.
Excuse me, sir, this is a hearing on the budget. Are you
yes.
going to tie it into the budget?
Yes, I'm about to do that. But it wouldn't make much sense what I'm about to say if I didn't lay the groundwork at first. Thank you. So where I'm going now quickly is two areas. One, I don't believe that this budget addresses directly. It may address indirectly. And I'm not going to pretend that I've read every line, I understand that. Any kind of assistance that is directed from the county to homeowner associations with up to 800, with the number of officers involved, 5 to 7 per HOA, and with the number of homes involved, there's a tremendous constituency out here who are struggling with civil and criminal issues, working their way through trying to be good citizens and getting their butts kicked in many ways. My recommendation would be that someone take a look at the budget to determine what direct assistance and services there are that is focused on homeowner associations. That shouldn't cost any money. The second issue is this, and this doesn't cost any money. People think we just deal with civil issues. You know how fast a civil issue morphs into a criminal issue? You send them a notice to collect the assessment, and before you know it, you've got disturbing the peace, terroristic threats, offensive touching, right into what the FBI calls the uniform crime reporting of the 21 lesser crimes. There is a wonderful police officer here, George Camacho, out of Troop 4. He is pretty much like a rubber band. I have worked with George very closely. He is stretched so thin that he cannot cover all of the areas that need to be covered here. There's also another troop, I understand, in Sussex, and they do not have a community liaison officer. I know we set aside in the budget, what is it, 1.6 mil? Why can't you say part of that money should go to a second community liaison officer to work with our homeowner associations? We need the help. I don't have the time to explain. In fact, I could not talk about many of these things for a while. My wife would grab my arm and say, don't get so emotional. But I do not have the time to explain what it's like when you're dealing with all the different kinds of people that God has created out there, and you're all alone. And you're trying to do the right thing.
So let me get, do you mind if I ask you first a synopsis? You talked about direct assistance to HOAs. That could be an unknown. I mean, it could just be a bottomless pit for money, and just like you said, you like what we do here. You don't get many services. You get what you pay for, basically. So, but if we helped fund the current system, which we do, we give additional funding to the state police. It might be something to look into, Todd, that we specify a portion of those funds to help with. And we need to have some conversations with the state police. Is there a need? We've heard from this man there is a need for additional community liaison officers or what in this county. So that might be a good subject to bring up with them as we negotiate these future contracts. So that I can take that out of that because that would be a direct amount of money that we would know we would budget it. But when you start hiring and give direct assistance for civil and whatever
criminal
issues with homeowners association, it could never end. And what's a frivolous one, and what, you know, what's warrants this, that I would stay away with from, you know, with a big stick. But I could understand the if this liaison officer is providing a real valuable effort, we might look to that as something that's important. And it is. I know homeowner. I'm involved in a homeowner association.
Well, I'm not anymore.
Some are active, some aren't active, some have money, some don't have money, some collect. It's all across the board.
Yes, yes. Right. May I just clarify? I wasn't suggesting as a bottomless pit that we roll out a number of services for homeowner association. Mm-hmm. Simply to take a look at what is in the current budget and what the county services now, you know, have in place. I don't believe there's very much. That's really the starting point, is an inventory of what we have. At least that's in our experience. We've had two meetings. Over 100 people have come from all over the county.
Representing how many HOAs?
Right now, we're probably, it's very difficult here to, but we are probably representing about two dozen HOAs. Every meeting, it grows. Okay, we had a meeting 2 weeks ago. We have another meeting planned. Our meetings are strictly educational. We are not partisan. We're not looking to push a particular issue. We're looking to fill the ignorance gap of what do you do if and when certain things happen. We bring in experts. And by the way, finding experts in Sussex County is very difficult in certain areas. Okay. I had a man who worked for transportation for 20 years. When I was asking questions about transportation in private roads and unincorporated areas, say, well, you know, Mr. Curry, it's kind of like the Wild West out there. So I knew I had come to Sussex County, because finding an expert on those kinds of issues itself is a difficulty.
Well, maybe one will retire here. Maybe an expert will retire here because of the low taxes, and we can tap
we have to. We have to face the facts. There's no way you can hire enough policemen to watch everybody. I'm into farming. I've had probably in the last couple of years over $10,000 worth of material stolen from me, from irrigation pipe to water, everything. No, that's my neighbor down the road. Policemen, you just can't, we would never hire enough policemen to have everyone watch. You have to have one watching the other one. It's almost that bad, and I don't know how we'd ever do that. Now, and quite frankly, I don't know how we're going to afford it. So we might be take an example from these firemen sitting back here. Volunteer some of your time. Get some men back there watching your place. If you're that concerned and you got that kind of problem, then you ought to volunteer and get some people to put that effort in volunteering. And it's because we can't really afford you, to be honest with you.
Can I address that, Mr. Wilson? All officers of HOAs are volunteers. None get paid that I know of. There may be some that
You are looking for some paid people, though.
Pardon me?
You are looking for some paid officers.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
No.
I'm reading between lines.
What I'm saying is volunteers, we get our butts kicked regularly about what we don't know and what the laws are and what services are really not available.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And I did
Approach the bench.
And I did not get your address.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 133 Riverbend Drive, Dagsboro, 19939. Thank you very much.
May I say something?
Yeah.
I came here because it's slower, lower. I love it here, and I don't think it's the Wild West. You know, I like the services we don't have.
he's talking about western side of Sussex County.
Well,
that's the Wild
go.
West.
No, I would not live. I wouldn't live anywhere else. I like that. I like the local.
Right?
moving right along. Thank you,
Laurel,
sir.
That's the Wild West.
Thank you, sir.
You don't want to go over there.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak concerning the budget? Yes, ma'am.
I'm with him. respectfully, men and women. My name is Judy Curry. I live at 133 Riverbend Drive with my husband of 46 years. I'm past founder and president of Nurse Match Nursing Registries, which went international, and I sold 10 years ago, so I have business experience. My attempt at humor today, I'm also known as the famous YouTube Irish castigator of politicians and chicanery. But I'm here today because I have a concern, and I'm not here to discuss it with you. It's a touchy subject, but I would like to see some of that surplus go to better vehicles for the Sheriff's Department and an extra deputy in the Sheriff's Department. Not discussing the political situation that's going on here, I think that it would make for a safer, more reliable service. And pretty much that's all I have to say.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Anyone else that would like to speak concerning the budget? If not, at this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this ordinance that is proposed. And if it's the President's pleasure, I can read the ordinance.
We will close the public hearing, close public comment, and please read the short title.
An ordinance establishing the annual operating budget for fiscal year 2013.
Make a motion, we adopt the budget.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes, good
Cole.
Job.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next, sir.
At this point, Ms. Webb is going to discuss the sewer assessment rolls.
Thank you.